From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. This Thanksgiving Day, we'll hear how food banks are innovating to meet the needs of the hungry in the U.S. That's just ahead. First, though, we go to Mumbai, India, where coordinated terrorist attacks began last night, killing more than 100 people. The attacks occurred throughout the city at sites like the Oberoi and Taj Mahal hotels. Arif Doctor is a lawyer living in Mumbai. We reached him today at his home and asked what the city looks like.
From my home, we're seeing or hearing presently nothing. Last night, we heard three explosions, which we were told were hand grenades, at about midnight and half past one in the morning. And we were told those were hand grenades thrown out of the Oberoi Hotel.
Do you know anyone personally who has been at any of these sites that have come under attack?
We do. We know someone. I'm a lawyer, and there's another fellow lawyer, two fellow lawyers, who are in the Oberoi, very senior lawyers. Who are in the Oberoi. We had contact with them till about 4 or 5 in the morning, and after that we've had nothing from them. They were in a restaurant which is on the ground floor of the Oberoi. One is called the Tiffin and the other Kandahar. And since that time, we've had no contact with them.
The army has been brought in. Do you get the sense at all that things are getting under control? How safe are you feeling?
Well, in our homes, we are safe, really, because now it's isolated at three points in Kulaba area. But the reports say there were about 25 terrorists and there could be local support, and they're on the loose. So that leaves a very unnerving feeling, because if they're on the loose and they are on a suicide mission and they're not, they could strike at any point of time. So it does definitely leave an unnerving feeling. As long as you're home, you're secure. But one doesn't know what to expect tomorrow.
Mr. Doctor, I understand that you are a Muslim. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
So far, there has not been official confirmation of who's responsible for these attacks, but they have been attributed, at least in part, to Islamic militants. How do you think the situation there might affect Hindu-Muslim relations in Mumbai?
Well, the people claiming responsibility are an outfit called the Deccan Mujahideen, and one doesn't know the veracity of that, whether they're a front, they're not. But hopefully, one hopes and prays that this won't deteriorate into a communal incident or communal clashes. We'll stand together. And I think Bombay has so far stood together and realized that, look, these are international acts of terror, and one can't hold one particular race or religion responsible, because no religion or race preaches such inhuman acts of violence on innocent people. So I hope and pray that this stays at an international act of terror from people who are misguided and irresponsible and doesn't escalate to anything more. I sincerely hope and pray that's what it stays at.
Arif Doctor spoke to us from his home in Mumbai, India. Thank you for speaking with us, and please stay safe.
Thank you.